Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Created by Peter Gethers and Daniel Okrand, Old Jews Telling Jokes showcases five actors in a review that pays tribute to and reinvents classic jokes of the past and present. The show also features comic songs, brand new and satisfyingly old, as well as tributes to some of the giants of the comedy world and to the Old Jews Telling Jokes website, which inspired the show. Old Jews Telling Jokes has been cracking up off-Broadway audiences for more than a year, having opened at the West Side Theater on 43rd Street in New York City in May of 2012. Bill Army plays Reuben in the show, and he joins us now. Bill, welcome to the Roundtable.
Sarah, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Tell us, before we speak specifically about Old Jews Telling Jokes, when you discovered your zeal for the theater and knew you'd pursue a career.
I think I've always sort of known I wanted to be an actor and be in the theater. I think I was maybe six.
And what was the inciting event?
Oh, that's sort of hard to say. There was a community theater. I'm from Connecticut, and there was a community theater, and my dad took me to an audition for A Christmas Carol for a Tiny Tim or something like that, and I don't think I got it, so I got used to not getting auditions right away.
Your first Broadway credit was Relatively Speaking, which was directed by John Turturro. Tell us about that. I realize from auditioning for A Christmas Carol to that there were a lot of steps in between, but let's just jump right into the meat of it.
Oh yeah, just a few. That experience was really extraordinary. Relatively Speaking was three one-act plays written by Ethan Coen, Elaine May, and Woody Allen, and I was in Mr. Allen's, which was the final of the three, called Honeymoon Motel, and John Turturro directed all three of them, and it was a really extraordinary experience. There were a bunch of amazing, very, very seasoned comedians and actors as part of it. Miss Marlo Thomas starred in Elaine May's play George is Dead, and in Honeymoon Motel, Steve Guttenberg, Julie Kavner, Marklin Baker, Caroline Aaron, just to name a few. So I was sort of very, very green amidst all of these seasoned people. It was really wonderful.
And what did you learn from the experience?
It's sort of hard to pinpoint just one thing, but I learned an awful lot watching all of them.
How did you get that role? Just through an audition process? Through a strenuous and stressful and serious audition process.
Actually, that's kind of a funny story. I went to grad school where I got my master's at NYU Graduate Acting, which is a three-year program. And at the end of it is what's called the Actor Showcase. And it's done downtown in the East Village. And we do one here in New York, and we do one out in L.A. And from the showcase, a wonderful casting director named Cindy Tolan just thought maybe I would be, you know, right for the part I played. It was named Paul Jessup. And she called me in. And that was pretty extraordinary because I was maybe in the room for 5 minutes, and I got a call within the hour that I was actually going to be in the show. And that happened the day after my graduation from NYU. So it was a lot of very good news very, very quickly. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Yeah, that's the dream come true time.
Absolutely.
You've also done Shakespeare in the Park. What is that like?
Hot.
I was going to mention the weather, but didn't want to be too like pedestrian and mention the weather.
No, it's all about the weather. No, it's I think Shakespeare in the Park is one of the greatest legacies that we have in the American theater. I think the public is just a wonderful, wonderful theater. And I had a great time, but I had more costume changes than lines. And I think I did All's Well That Ends Well, A Measure for Measure, and in All's Well That Ends Well, we were set in, you know, World War I. So we had these very, very heavy wool soldier costumes on. And in Measure for Measure, I played a demon. And so I was in a full body suit. So it was a very, very sticky time.
I read that your audition for Old Jews Telling Jokes had a sort of particularly unique experience. Would you mind telling us about what happened the day you auditioned for the show?
Oh, not at all. For the callback, it was the strangest thing. I was all ready to go. I was very, very late in the day when I'm sitting outside of the room. And, you know, a little bit nervous, like, okay, got to go in and tell jokes, make people laugh. Just before Tara Reuben, who cast the show, came out and invited me into the room, I realized that I saw a little drop of blood on my script, and I thought, oh, that's strange. I wonder where that came from. And then I saw another one, and I thought, am I bleeding? And I put my fingers to my chin, and I realized that for one reason or another, I had sort of spontaneously started hemorrhaging. And just then, Tara Rubin comes out of the door and says, Bill, we're ready for you. And I think what I said to her was, I think I'm bleeding currently. And she goes, oh dear. Well, do you want to take care of that before you come in? And I said, yes, please. Thank you so much. And so I'm scrambling. I go over to the front desk of the Pearl Studios, and I ask them for a Band-Aid, and I've got like 3 Band-Aids on my chin. And I walk in. I'm like, hello, I'm sorry, I'm bleeding. And so as I started to tell all the jokes, the Band-Aids are actually coming off. And so I'd be in the middle of telling the joke, and I'd put the Band-Aid back on. And I don't know, I just sort of rolled with it. It was a lot of fun. It was very fun.
When you left from that experience, could you tell that you'd done well anyway?
I just, going in, I thought to myself, well, just have fun. I mean, comedy. And when I left, I thought, well, you gave that your best shot, you know, considering the fact that you were bleeding through most of it.
The show is called Old Jews Telling Jokes. You're neither old nor Jewish. No. But it works.
I guess so. I guess so. I think that, you know, I mean, I think we've all grown up with Jewish humor. Jewish humor meaning the Jewish style of humor, if not actual jokes about, you know, the Jewish tradition or Jewish ethnicity. And let's see, my parents were huge Seinfeld fans. I was a huge Woody Allen fan before I had the opportunity to work with him. Let me see. I don't know. Rodney Dangerfield and Myron Cohen, all those wonderful comedians. I don't know. I was always a big fan.
Stand-up comedians work for years and years and years to get good at what they're doing. And of course, they're creating their own jokes, their own bit, and their own style. But you're a trained actor, but not a trained comedian. And the show is telling jokes to the audience and to each other. What kind of considerations did you have to look at to be able to do that well?
You know, that's a really excellent question, and that's something that I think I'm asking myself all the time. We've done over 350 performances at this point, and to tell the exact same jokes for 350 performances, sometimes you're really tired, and how do you find your fun, as one of my clown teachers actually in graduate school would say, find your fun. You know, what is it that makes you laugh? And if you're having fun, the audience has fun. And actually, here's another thing. There's so much comedy, from my experience of it, is so much about musicality and finding rhythms and timing, but also about storytelling. And so I think you use a lot of your actor skills, imagining the different situations and embodying them with sincere emotion. You know, the audience is very smart. They're much smarter than you are. And if something's false, they sense it almost immediately.
A lot of the rest of the cast is older people. Did you learn a lot from them?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The other older, I guess, members of the company are...
I know, it feels rude to say, but the show is called Old Jews Telling Jokes, and they are older than you.
Well, they're older, but they're not old right. by any stretch. Marilyn Sokol, Todd Sussman, and Lenny Wolpe. And, I mean, they have had, all three of them have had extraordinary careers and are very, very different from each other. And I've learned a lot from all three of them, watching them change subtle things, watching them add certain things, and yet at the same time maintaining their energy and consistency. And, that takes an awful lot of stamina, and I'm really amazed by how well they've managed to do that.
You've been with the show, like you said, for quite a while. Have you been with it the whole time? Have you left to do any other projects, readings, or anything like that?
I did. I did a reading in January at Lincoln Center. I'm very, very fortunate to work with Mr. James Lapine, who wrote a new play that I was fortunate enough to workshop for about 2.5 weeks. And I got to meet some other very wonderful, seasoned, sensitive actors. And that was a nice change from doing Old Jews. But at the same time, you use the same skills, and it's all about telling a story.
It seems to me like you are
very open from this conversation, very open to absorbing everything you can from performers who know more than you do by virtue of doing it longer. Is that conscious or just something that comes naturally to you as a performer?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think that at my age, I mean, I'm pretty young, and my level of experience, which is fairly limited, I think I'd be foolish to not absorb or try to absorb absolutely everything I can. I imagine that once I'm either Lenny or Todd or Marilyn's age, I'll probably be saying that, you know, I've lived and I've seen, if I'm lucky enough to have such a long career. But I imagine that I'll still be learning then, I hope, anyway.
How much longer will you be with this show, do you know? Or is it sort of open-ended? You must have a contract.
That's true. You know, it's rather difficult to say at the moment. I really appreciate the show. I really appreciate doing it. I really appreciate how generous the audiences are. It's rather difficult to say how long I'll stay with the show or continue with the show, but it's my understanding that the show is doing quite well, and I'm very happy for our producers and creators, especially Dan Okrent and Peter Gethers, and our director, Mark Bruni, who played a big part in making the evening cohesive and move through it. But I'm particularly happy for Mr. Okrent and Mr. Gethers. You know, this is their first time producing something, and it from what I can tell, I mean, I don't know what the technical definition is, but from what I can tell, it's a hit, and I'm happy for them.
How do you, after doing it so many times, keep it fresh when you arrive at the theater? If you're tired or it's a blustery day and you're expecting it to be a nicer day, I say that because today is like that. How do you, what do you have to draw upon to keep it working?
Let me see. There are a few times where I've been in a rush because it's New York and the MTA can sometimes be, you know, relatively unreliable. And it's those days when I'm in a rush that it's the hardest. It's all about how you arrive at the theater. And do you have time to hang up your coat? Do you have time to sit down? Do you have time to do your routine? And if you give yourself that time, you just sort of start to find a groove and make sure you're hydrated, make sure you've eaten something. And get some good sleep.
So, like anything.
Just like a normal job, I guess. But how do you keep it fresh? I think that the best thing you can do is listen to the audience. Because really it's the audience, I think, who's the star of the show more than anything. And, I mean, never, ever, ever underestimate the audience because, oh my God, they'll let you know if it doesn't work. And they'll certainly tell you when it does work. So I think that's the biggest. And listen to your fellow actors and just try to be there and show up and have a good time.
What are your, if you have any specifically, your goals for your career? What would you dream to happen?
Oh, that's another hard question. I don't really know. I mean, I've really enjoyed working steadily since I left graduate school, and I'm very, very blessed and grateful to that, especially to have worked with such extraordinary artists and comedians. I would love to keep doing that. I love New York. I really, really do. I don't know much about LA yet, but maybe I will. I guess I just continue to try to be open to possibility. I know that I want to do a lot of different types of projects. I love comedy, but it would be awfully fun to do a drama at some point. I love Shakespeare. It would be wonderful if I could continue. It would be wonderful if I could continue to work in Shakespeare. Right now, I'm actually also teaching at the LaGuardia School of the Performing Arts, and I'm getting a chance to work with 18-year-olds. I'm directing or text coaching / directing their production of As You Like It. And, I mean, that's a learning experience. And you actually learn more by teaching and by facilitating than you do sometimes by doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I never really thought that I would be a teacher. So it's also, you know, this is a kind of interesting experience. Maybe I would like to teach a little bit on the side here and there. I'm so fortunate to be doing it now. I also like to sing. It would be wonderful to do a musical. So I guess I have a lot of different expectations for my career, don't I?
Well, it just sounds like you're ready to work hard and do what comes up.
Well, I hope so.
How did you find the teaching job?
Oh, well, that was very fortunate. Mr. Todd Sussman in the show, his wife is Ms. Sandy Faison, and she happens to be the assistant principal / department head of the performing arts and the acting and tech program at LaGuardia. And she was kind enough to see me and hear what I had to say about Shakespeare. And she just thought that maybe I could be a bit of a help to the kids. And that's really what I've tried to do. They're wonderfully talented. I'm so impressed with that school and so impressed with the kids. She runs a wonderful, wonderful department.
Bill, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for making the time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bill Army plays Reuben in Old Jews Telling Jokes, which is running at the West Side Theater on 43rd Street in New York City. To learn more about the show, visit oldjewstellingjokesonstage.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.